Over the weekend, a gunman opened fire at a dance studio and killed 10 people. This happened in Monterey Park, California, where many people were celebrating the Lunar New Year. Many victims were older, and authorities say the suspected gunman was 72. He apparently shot himself hours later. A. Martinez spoke with Representative Judy Chu, who represents Monterey Park and is the chair of the Congressional Asian Pacific American Caucus.
Congresswoman, Monterey Park isn't just part of your district, but it's also your hometown. How are you and others in the community dealing with this right now?
We feel so relieved that this shooter no longer poses a threat. All day long, people in the community were so fearful and anxious about whether they could continue doing what they do and attend Lunar New Year celebrations. They were frightened and shocked by all that happened. So now they can feel safe again.
What have you heard from people just in Monterey Park? I mean, I've been to Monterey Park so many times, Congresswoman. It's one of the safer places in all of the area of Los Angeles.
That's my impression of Monterey Park as well, having lived here for 37 years and having been its mayor and council member. It was beyond shocking to see this utter act of terrible violence taking away 10 lives and putting 10 others in the hospital. And it was especially horrendous that it occurred only hours after our Lunar New Year festival celebration, where thousands of people were only one block away.
The sheriff of L.A. County, Robert Luna, mentioned that the massacre could have been deadlier if not for two brave community members who decided they were going to jump in and disarm the shooter.
I have to praise them so much for their quick action. This could have been even more of a massacre, but because they did that, lives were saved, and so they are role models for us.
What kind of support, if you know, is being offered to the people affected by this?
I do want to tell all the people out there that if you know one of the victims or you have been a victim, then there is support there. We actually have a center over at Langley Center, and so we want to provide as many resources as possible to victims and victims' families.
Lunar New Year activities were canceled Sunday when the shooter was still at large. Might that change now?
I just hope that it can be revived, because it was something that brought the whole community together. And Lunar New Year is the highlight of the year for Asian Americans. We do have other celebrations around the area, and I encourage residents to go to those as well.
How do you think this shooting affects the Asian community in the U.S.?
Well, there was a great sensitivity to the issue of violence, and certainly when I heard about a shooting, I thought that it might have been an act of anti-Asian hate. The reason I thought this is because for the past 3 years, we have been victims of anti-Asian hate crimes and incidents. It was a terrible act of violence on top of an Asian American community that is very, very sensitive to the issues of violence. That's why I felt it was so important to say to the people in the press conference that you are safe. This shooter is no longer active, and it is important to make sure that we go back to our activities.
That's Democratic Congresswoman Judy Chu of California. Congresswoman, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.